us all welcome Milwaukee's own Jeremy Scahill. Well, it's really great to see so many people come out on a beautiful night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As many of you in this room are probably aware, yesterday was a national call-in day aimed at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is going to be holding hearings this Wednesday and Thursday on the question of Iraq. And many people in this country were concerned when they saw the list of speakers that would appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and pretend to speak as experts about Iraq. It reads like a who's who in the chorus for calling for a new war against Iraq. And so the National Call-In Day yesterday was launched in an effort to try to encourage the committee to call people like our speaker tonight, Hans von Spanik, to call people like Scott Ritter, the former chief UN weapons inspector in Iraq, to call people like the former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Edward Peck. We met with Senator Feingold's staff, Hans von Spanik and others, Kathy Kelly from Voices in the Wilderness, on Thursday in Madison. And it appeared as though maybe there would be a breakthrough. Maybe Feingold would have the courage to call Hans von Spanik or another expert on Iraq to testify before the committee. And their office was inundated with calls. In fact, Feingold's chief of foreign relations called me on Monday and said, "We have never seen this kind of a response on a non-Wisconsin issue." This is a tribute to the people of Wisconsin. But before we get too optimistic, this morning, an announcement came from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that they had, in fact, added a speaker. And so some of us thought, maybe it's going to be Hans von Spanik. Maybe it's going to be Scott Ritter. Perhaps it's going to be any number of experts who have a deep attachment to seeing the sanctions against Iraq lifted and getting the truth about Iraq out. But when that announcement came, it wasn't Hans von Spanik who would be appearing before the committee. No, it was Richard Butler, the former head of UNSCOM, the UN Weapons Inspection Agency, one of the key people responsible for the 1998 bombing of Iraq, conspiring with senior members of the Clinton administration to have the weapons inspectors pulled out of Iraq and have the bombs come in. So now Richard Butler has been added to the chorus, and I want to urge everyone in this room to wake up tomorrow morning and to call Senator Feingold's office and say, "This is unacceptable. This is not what democracy looks like. Demand, no longer ask politely, demand that someone on that committee speak the truth about Iraq. Say, Hans von Spanik is in this country. He can go to Washington. He can testify. That's who we want to speak for us." Please take out your pens if you have them. I'm going to give you two phone numbers, and everyone in this room needs to call tomorrow. Feingold's office, yes, they've been inundated with calls. We need to inundate them tomorrow. His office number in Washington is 202-224-5323. That's 202-224-5323. You can also call the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is chaired by Senator Biden. The number for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is 202-224-5042. That's 202-224-5042. Yes, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Hans von Spanik, I told him, I think that you have a slightly greater chance than a snowball's chance in hell of being called before that committee. And that's not cynicism about the people of this state or the people that we have organizing across this country. It's cynicism about the people that we have in office in Washington, including Senator Feingold. This is not what democracy looks like. It is being subverted by this committee as it's being subverted in the entire policy that this government imposes on the people of Iraq. This is not democracy. When will the American people ask the honest question? Do you want your tax dollars to go to the killing of innocent Iraqi civilians? Do you want your tax dollars to go to regular bombings in the so-called no-fly zones with no UN mandate? No, the American people were not asked those questions, and we're good people. If the facts were laid on the table, we would not support this policy. The human face of America's foreign policy is not George Bush. It's not Colin Powell. It's a three-year-old boy in a pediatric hospital in Basra named Sajid Majid, who died because the doctors did not have the medicine to treat his leukemia. He died with chicken pox and too weak to scratch his sores. I was there and visited Sajid Najib. And I can tell you tonight that American foreign policy does have a face, does have a name, does have an age. It's the face of Sajid Najib. It's the age of three, and the place is in the pediatric hospital in Basra. That's the face of American foreign policy. We are fortunate enough to have with us tonight in Milwaukee a man who, in the great spirit of Camus, has spoken out publicly and paid up personally. We have Mr. Hans von Spanik, a former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, the former coordinator of the UN humanitarian program in Iraq. He served for 32 years with the United Nations. In 1998, he took over as the coordinator of the UN humanitarian program in Iraq, and in 2000, he resigned that post in protest of the U.S.-led policy on Iraq. We are very fortunate to have him tonight. It's an honor to have him in this state, and let's give him one more push tomorrow to get him in front of that Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Let's welcome Hans von Spanik.